Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, just a side note, the Knicks really suck.
That's like, your team.
What's new?
No, they on paper, they look amazing.
No, they don't. I told y'all that at the beginning
Carmelo
of the season.
Carmelo Anthony, Derrick Rose, Porzingis.
5 years ago, that would have been amazing. What are you talking about? Porzingis is young, but everybody, Derrick Rose, Jakeem Noah, 5 years ago, that would have been amazing.
Well, don't get it twisted. Derrick Rose busted ass last night. He got busy last night. The problem was is they lost by one to the 76ers, which is the second worst team in the NBA. The first worst team is the Nets. But they're the second worst team. They lost by one. With it's just disgusting.
First
my
of all,
goodness,
why they were up one. Acting like this is anything new.
They were up one.
When the last time the Knicks been good? 3 years ago? Four
it was
years
six
ago?
Seconds left. They were up one with the ball. Wide open, Porzingis. If he'd have hit the rim, they would have won. He shot an air ball.
No. If Porzingis would have hit the rim, they would have not have won.
They would have won.
They would have still missed the shot. If the
they were up one.
Oh, they was
the
up
Knicks
one.
Were up one.
Oh, he hit an air ball.
He had
in
an
the
air
Philly,
ball.
And
they,
Philly.
Got it, and they tossed it down there, and he faked it and shot a jump shot and scored.
All right, well, I don't care.
All right. I know you don't care. I care.
My Dallas Cowboys play Sunday, though.
All right. Now, let's talk about the San Diego Chargers. Now, it looks like after 55 years after being in San Diego, they are moving to L.A. I don't know how that affects anybody, but it looks like L.A. has its own football team now.
A second. L.A. got two teams now.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Rams, too.
That's right. Man.
I mean, L.A. is a big state. Yeah, they should have two
second biggest market. Absolutely. Man. Now, let's talk about Trump's press conference. All bad, huh?
Listen, people were posting clips on all the different websites and on all the Instagram sites yesterday. Just amazing how Donald Trump, our president-elect, is treating these publications. Here he is at the press conference. He's upset at CNN. He's upset at BuzzFeed. He says they are fake news, and he actually goes back and forth with a CNN reporter.
Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization
can you give us a chance
terrible.
To ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
Quiet.
You state, Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically,
she's asking a question.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be
You're
rude.
Attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you
no,
give
I'm not
going to
give you a question. I'm not going to give you a
can
question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody. No, Mr. President-elect, that's not
go
appropriate.
Ahead.
All right.
Salute to Donald Trump for staying on brand. Drop one of clues bomb for Donald Trump staying
goes.
On brand. That man is consistent. Okay?
And this was all because of that 35-page report that BuzzFeed put out and CNN reported that Donald Trump was briefed on these allegations, even though he declined to publish all the details and corroborate anything.
Mm-mm-mm.
What, are you playing a clip?
No, I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay.
You look like you got disgusted with her own story.
Right.
Like,
I'm just saying it.
Like,
I just don't understand how you could have a press conference and not want to answer questions from the press.
He's Donald Trump, and he don't like
I
CNN.
Just don't get it.
He's called out CNN
BuzzFeed,
for fake
yep.
news, and you know what? Hey, man, he stayed on brand. He's consistent.
And another thing that happened yesterday was Senator Cory Booker actually testified against Senator Jeff Sessions, who was about to be our attorney general, and that has never happened before, a sitting senator testifying against another sitting Senate colleague. So here is what Cory Booker had to say.
Senator Sessions has not demonstrated a commitment to a central requisite of the job, to aggressively pursue the congressional mandate of civil rights, equal rights, and justice for all of our citizens.
Now, according to Cory Booker, Jeff Sessions has done the opposite. He's actually demonstrated a hostility toward these convictions. So a lot of people feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the Republicans, of course, are saying that Cory Booker was wrong for doing that and that he's getting ready to run for president in 2020.
As he should. I think Cory Booker would make a phenomenal president.
And another thing that the Senate did yesterday, they actually are taking the first steps toward repealing Obamacare. So that on Friday, they are actually going to vote. The bill is going to go to the House of Representatives,
okay.
And that vote is expected to take place tomorrow.
I think it's very silly to repeal Obamacare, especially if you don't have another plan in place.
Oh,
like,
wait,
you're just
going
to take away
to
people's
yeah.
health care and not present anything else as an alternative. You can't just take it away just because you're mad at Barack Obama.
But we just don't know what that alternative is.
He
they are
going
to have to present something. We just don't know what
something.
They're going to present.
If you're going to repeal the plan, tell me about another plan that you have. I think that's causing unnecessary panic amongst American
you can't
citizens.
Answer that,
Maria.
You can't talk to me. I'll talk to somebody else. That's
according to Donald Trump, they're going to repeal that, and then they are also going to replace that health care law almost simultaneously. So I don't know what.
How? Don't they got to have a plan in place?
They should have a plan.
I mean, maybe they do, and we just don't know it yet because I don't know how they're going to try to repeal it tomorrow and not have a plan.
One thing's for sure, two things for certain. Charlamagne does not care about Donald Trump or his upcoming administration because I believe in God. Okay. My life is going to be just fine.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's front page news.
Yours would be, too, if you put your faith in a higher power and not the government.
You should. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Josh. Tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm late as hell to work this morning. I overslept by an hour, and I work an hour away. So
damn.
Yeah, so now I got a ride. Plus, I'm tired of this. All this dumb shit Donald Trump too, man. Like he don't want to answer no questions. He's rude to everyone.
That's not accurate though. You're doing fake news right now. He didn't want to answer CNN's questions.
Right.
Like he didn't. Not everyone's question.
No, that's the thing. He'll answer questions when he wants to, man, from who he wants to.
But isn't that what we all do in life?
Hello, who's this?
Like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, but we don't have press.
Hey, tell him why you mad,
like
bro.
Like T.I. said, mind your business.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to inform like the black community on like food. In 2017, we have to treat drug addiction and food addiction the same. It's the same thing. It's killing our people. Maybe it's fast as drugs are, but people think it's they take it lightly.
Hey, I don't know if you notice or not, but there's fat white people out here, too.
I understand that, but I'm saying just for people. I don't think we're educated about nutrition enough. I know it's fat white. It's fat every race person, but I just want people to be aware of food. And
America's one of the fattest countries in the world.
That's true.
Women, white people, black people.
Fat shaming Charlamagne, but I don't call it fat shaming. I call it motivate by hate. You gotta make people mad for them to do stuff, so... Motivated about talking shit about him. I'm sorry.
I call it radical candor.
And I agree with you. That's one of the reasons why Angela Yee and Styles P and I opened up a juice bar in Brooklyn to try to educate some of the importance of fruits and vegetables in the system, you know?
Yeah. Food is the problem and the solution. People just have to eat real food, vegetables, fruits, drink water, be active. A good body is a side effect of eating right. So just eat right, and people will have the body they want.
Oh, my God. Is anything else basic you want to tell us this morning? You want to tell us the ABCs? Huh? 1, 2, 3? What comes after 3? 4?
Leave him alone.
What are you talking about?
It's his time to talk.
Hello, who's this?
Most basic information.
Hi, this is Sam from New Jersey.
Hey, tell him how you mad, mama.
This is for you, Charlamagne. I'm mad because you guys are putting Young Berg on the radio this morning because he's a straight-up nerd.
I don't know why Young Berg's coming here either. I think Envy and Angela know something that I don't know.
Now, Young Berg is the homie, and he got a lot going on, mama.
I don't believe that, but we'll find out this morning.
He's a nerd. He is such a nerd. What do you see in him that I don't?
I don't either. But
just listen, and you'll see, and you'll be like, oh.
Maybe he's behind one of our biggest social media sites that I don't know about. Is Young Berg on Instagram?
No, he doesn't own Instagram.
I'm saying, ooh, but it's a different kind of ooh that you're saying.
He's saying ooh like Young Berg naked in the shower.
No, I'm not. Shut up. You have a good morning, mama.
You too.
Hello, who's this?
This Yoshi from Boston.
Hey, Yoshi, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad at Charlamagne and the rest of the Cowboy fans because they think that they're going to the Super Bowl and they ain't even going to get past the Packers.
You want to bet your penis on that?
Unless you got a crystal ball.
If you're not willing to bet your penis on that, don't talk to me.
Playoffs, a whole new level. Season's dead. Whole new ball game.
Yeah. We'll see you on Sunday.
I said that last week. It didn't work for me. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, next hour, we have Young Berg joining us.
I really don't know why.
Well, Young Berg, he's changed his life a whole lot.
The best thing you've told me this morning was that Young Berg doesn't rap anymore.
He's no longer rapping.
Has he found God?
He's producing now. He's producing a lot. We talked about all the production he's done. He's not into the Love & Hip Hop stuff no more. He's a changed man.
He got kicked off Love & Hip Hop.
Well, they wanted him back.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk to you about all that.
All I know is Young Berg better have a very interesting story this morning. He better have a lot going on because I do not know why he's here. He must have a lot going on behind the scenes.
He does. And we'll explain it next hour. Now, Yee, we got some rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about a new couple alert. Who is The Weeknd dating now? There's pictures of them kissing and everything. Mm-hmm. Also, we'll talk about Chance the Rapper. He actually is on the cover of GQ magazine, and I'll give you some highlights from that interview.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into the rumors. Let's talk Vivica A. Fox.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Vivica A. Fox is still defending herself after some comments that she made on The Breakfast Club about her dancers from her show Black Magic on Lifetime. Now, she wants to make us understand that the reason why she said what she said, maybe it came out wrong because she was defending her guys because, Envy, you and Charlamagne were perhaps going in on them. Here's what she said.
Was doing an interview in LA, in New York,
yeah,
for a radio show that's edgy, uh-huh, and they kind of ask questions that are biting edge,
yeah.
And we were talking about the show, and they had talked bad about my boys in the past, especially about their names.
They had,
so yeah, they had said, you know, they made fun of their names, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So I was a little defensive,
sure. Cool.
And so I was just protecting my boys, and they said, so are you going to take your boys to the gay clubs? And I said, oh hell no, come on, man, back that up.
Damn, Viv.
We didn't say that.
Well, listen, why we just got to be a radio show? This radio show has a name. It's called The Breakfast Club. Now, what if we went on a show and said we were interviewing an actress who was alleged to eat 50's butt?
Is that the only thing that bothers you?
Yes. Say our name. I don't care about
you guys are
else.
Making fun of Penetration's name.
So?
Yeah. I mean, that's correct.
And yeah, but we didn't say you're going to take him to the gay club. We said if gay guys want to dance, would you give it to him? That was it. That wasn't edgy. Was that edgy?
Not to me. I don't think
is our show edgy?
No.
No.
What the hell is edgy? What does that even mean?
You're on the edge.
No. I don't wake up
all right,
well,
listen,
say,
I'm just telling you
today.
What she those said, okay? So she is retracting those statements, and she was ticking up for her boys. And she said, of course, they will go ahead and dance for men if need be.
Oh, now y'all want to dance for men. Now that the heat has come. Now that the heat done came down on you, then you retract your story and say you want to dance for men. That's why I respect what Donald Trump does when he gets in them press conferences. Be the consistent dumbass you've been all these past 18 months. Okay, be consistent with
and you gave her a chance to fix it.
I did.
You asked, you slowed it down and said, Vivica.
I said, Vivica, let's not leave this in the air.
Right.
Yes, right. I did.
Well, for her, if she would have not said the hell no, and she would have just said, listen, this is for the ultimate girls' night out
right?
And that's the target audience that we are doing these shows for, that's fine.
She should have just said money is green, which I told her to say. Money is money, bro. If them gay men want to come spend money, let them spend their money.
Yeah.
All right, now let's discuss Chance the Rapper on the cover of GQ magazine and the interview that he did with them. He talks about being named Chance the Rapper and why the rapper. And he said, you know, he talks about Kanye. He said, I thought Kanye was the smartest man in the world, the best poet in the world, the freshest dress in the world. That's what a rapper was to me. And I wanted everybody to feel that way about the word rapper. And a rapper to me is pretty much synonymous with the word black. It's a stigma where it's like, damn, I heard Chance the Rapper. I didn't think he was going to sound like that. I hate when you introduce yourself and you're a rapper. Sometimes you got to say I'm a musician or I'm an artist or I'm a recording artist. I'm a vocalist. So he said rappers should make somebody feel like a good way, you know.
That is true, though, because when Chance the Rapper first came out, I was not checking for Chance the Rapper's music simply because the name of his CD was Acid Rap. And I was like, why do I want to hear from another rapper promoting the use of drugs?
Mm.
But that's not who Chance was.
Not
at all.
Mm-mm.
Okay, here's what else he had to say about Kanye, because he said even though he never wanted to be like Kanye in personality, he said he likes his boldness. Here's Chance.
So I got 2 nominations for my writing on The Life of Pablo. I never thought that I would be nominated for a Grammy for working on Kanye's album because he is like the originator of art to me. Somebody that made me think art is cool and to be outspoken and confident is cool and also to be sensitive. Like the word sensitive wasn't cool to me before that. And I think being sensitive and being knowledgeable and understanding and having emotion is important.
Now, he also says that Kanye says crazier-ish in private than he does in public, which is hard to believe because he says the craziest things in public. He does have a filter. He's not a liar or somebody that's going to sugarcoat things when he does speak.
Oh, Life of Pablo is still my favorite rap album of last year.
And when he was asked about how important the Grammys are to him, because, you know, he's nominated for 7 Grammys, he said, I think the Grammys are super important to music. As a musician, I think it's the same thing as an actor receiving an Oscar. Do I think the Grammys always fully represent a person's talent? No. Just like Leonardo DiCaprio didn't get an Oscar until this past year, and he's been doing his effing thing. But I think everybody wants validation. Everyone wants to feel like they did right.
Oh, love yourself.
Right. Well, it's important to him, he said.
Good.
All right. And Selena Gomez looks like she is dating The Weeknd. There's pictures of them, and she is hanging all over him. She's kissing him and all of that. We don't know how long this has been happening, but she's also friends with The Weeknd's ex-girlfriend. So.
Is she working on an album as well? If she's working on an album, then The Weeknd can't trust her advances, okay? No. That's what these young ladies do in this game. They kiss on you, hug on you when they're working on a project. You write a song for them for free. After the record comes out, they don't know you anymore, okay? Don't fall for that.
Taylor Swift wrote a lot of songs for people as well.
I don't know anything about that.
So it's not just
about that.
Who's
Taylor Swift written for?
She wrote that song for Calvin, This Is What You Came For. This is what you came for.
Yeah, but that's Calvin Harris ain't a singer.
He's a DJ.
No, yeah. But it was his song. She gave him the song.
But he don't perform.
My point is she wrote that song, but it's on his album. It's his song featuring Rihanna.
All I'm telling you guys is don't fall for it, because I guarantee you she's working on an album right now. And when the album comes out, you're going to see a song written by The Weeknd, a feature in The Weeknd, and then they're not going to know each other after the album drops.
So what?
That is called, what do you call that? It's a word for it.
Work?
No, it's not
it's
work.
It's not called work.
It's manipulation. It's another word, though.
Why can't she just really like him?
What is it? Bamboozle. Shut up. No bamboozle. It's something like that.
She probably just likes him. So what?
Leia likes him while she's working on her album.
So
soon as the album drops, it's a wrap.
She was with Justin Bieber. If it was all
she's
that, she
doing it for free records.
Smashing and dashing, allegedly.
She's doing it for free records. That's what she's doing.
Her own,
maybe she really likes
She has her own following. She doesn't need to use The Weeknd.
Oh.
She does well on her own.
She still needs, listen,
she's
Selena
still a
Gomez
woman
still
that
needs
has,
a good hit record.
Has all done right, quite well
guys.
On her own.
All right, girls.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Young Berg will be joining us.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Young Berg.
Now, Berg, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw you on the schedule. I said, why is Young Berg coming?
He said it like 3 times.
And then what happened?
I don't know what happened.
I have to tell you how many songs
you
produced.
Yeah, we ran it down.
Oh, yeah,
we ran it down.
We got a bunch of songs on the charts right now.
I mean, you said Bounce Back was one of your favorite songs right now. I produced that.
You did Bounce Back?
Yeah.
Oh.
You feel crazy now, Charlie.
I do. I'm going to be honest with you. I had no idea. Yeah.
Now, you got a couple of tracks. Now, you stopped rapping. You're not rapping anymore?
Nah, I'm not rapping no more. I just evolved. I'm transitioning to a whole, you know, different lane, just a different sector.
You can't say that when you got a pink jacket on.
Nah.
They think about transition.
This jacket fly.
Yeah, Chris Brown's party.
Yeah, I did. Chris Brown's party with Gucci Mane and Usher.
Down real quick, bro.
Oh now,
what you got right now? Because I didn't know all of this.
And let's see, he did 4 songs on Nicki's last album.
Let him tell. He got it.
He got to look it up. That's how he knew. You know he did a lot.
Hold on, man. I'm trying.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Oh, I didn't. I had no clue.
It's getting real right now, Charlamagne.
Bounce
real,
Back is tough, too.
Yo Gotti, Young Thug, Rihanna, DJ Mustard featuring Nicki and Jeremiah. Don't Hurt Me. Nicki Minaj Wants Some More. Nicki Minaj featuring Meek by Heart. Nicki Minaj saying hi. Nicki Minaj Ain't Gonna Do It. Nicki Minaj featuring Jeremiah Favorite. Chris Brown featuring Usher and Gucci Man Party. Big Sean Bounce Back. K. Michelle Ain't You the Game featuring Jeremiah All Eyes. Kid Ink featuring Jeremiah Nasty. Pusha T featuring Jeremiah Pay. R. Kelly featuring Jeremiah Lil Wayne Switch Up, Chris Brown What Do You Do, Jason Derulo, Karma Sutra.
Wow, you want me to go on? I had no idea.
But that's why we have Young Berg here, so that people like you that don't know.
Yes, because there's a lot of people thinking that, like, why are they interviewing Young Berg?
Yeah. But I ain't Berg no more, I'm Hitmaker. It's over for that.
Oh,
it's over for that.
Transition.
So Hitmaker is your new name.
Nah, no Kaylin.
Oh, okay.
No Kaylin.
That's dope, though.
But you work really closely with Jeremiah also.
Yeah, Jeremiah is like my business partner. We do a lot of work together. Like,
now, I got to ask you, because I know you were on a tour with Jeremiah when he was at Party Next Door.
Yeah.
Oh, you was on a road?
I was there.
Oh, what the hell was going on? As a person that was behind the scenes, knowing what was happening, what happened?
I think that it was some discrepancies within the tour. From what I hear, my interpretation was that he was supposed to headline in Chicago. Things didn't work out that way. It was supposed to be co-headlining different cities, and it just didn't work out that way. And Jeremiah did what he wanted to do.
Right.
Who do you think should have been the headliner? I would say Jeremiah, because he got more radio hits, but then Party got got like such a crazy buzz online.
Jeremiah is the most prolific songwriter right now of our time, in my personal opinion. Like, if you think about all the records that I just named, like, he's been and giving people actual hits. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Game, like, we gave him a hit. Like, I don't think Game's had a real, like, top 10, top 5 record like that since, like, How We Do It, like, other, like earlier records, you know?
I love it, right?
And he has his own hits, too, in addition to that. His album is popping.
This new album that we, like, I did this whole project with him, man. This new record we got, his new single featuring Chris Brown, featuring Big Sean. It's about to go crazy. It comes out in a couple weeks. I did that as well with him.
When did you know it was time for you to stop rapping?
You know, it was really just about evolving. I kind of put it like Charles Barkley. Like, you know how they retire and then they get into TV? Like, this is my career. Music is my career. I wrote and I produced all my own records when I was Young Berg, the artist. So it was just only right. Like, I was going through so much slander, and then Love and Hip Hop happened, and then I was on there. And I'm like, once that ended, I'm like, I got to just turn it up, take it to the next gear. And then here we are now.
I heard you were supposed to go back on Love and Hip Hop.
It's some talk. They was talking about that, but I don't think it was necessary. No,
you don't need to.
Producing now. Why?
Yeah, I'm not going back on there. But I did, like, when they kicked me off at first, I did want to get some type of redemption, and now I just think the records that I did are my redemption at the end of the day.
You had a crazy life, though.
Yeah,
because, you know, let's start from the beginning.
Right.
First time I probably met you, DMX actually handpicked you and signed you, and this is when DMX was running Def Jam.
Out of here, like,
and what happened, and how did DMX sign
you?
DMX signed me. Yeah, like, that was the first thing, and then
I
was
Bloodline.
Yeah, Bloodline. I was the first artist signed a Bloodline, and I lost my deal because I was just running around with gangbangers, dudes that was selling drugs. My parents was like scared and terrified for me, so I went to the mall one day with my mom. And I walked out the mall, and I met two big Samoan dudes. And she was like, Chris, you got to go to school. And they kidnapped me and took me to Thompson Falls, Montana. And that was the end of my deal. That's how I lost my deal. She signed over my parental rights, paid $5,000 a month for me, and being like a boot camp style thing in, like, Thompson Falls, Montana.
See, yeah, I ain't go front. That sounded like rape when you first
nah.
Did you put you in a sex trafficking? Yeah,
no. So your mom didn't like the fact you had a deal, didn't like the music industry?
Never like me doing music. Like, my parents are, like, I come from a wealthy, like, background. My parents are well off, so they never wanted me to do music. Like, I was supposed to be the kid that was, like, 15 with a permit and a Range Rover, but instead I wanted to go, like, sell crack and hang out with LEP and people like that, and that's how I end up. I was like, you know, back in that day, you had to be authentic. Like, so, like, when you talked about it, like, I was really selling crack, because in my raps, I was like, I'm selling crack.
Right?
Yeah.
That is so interesting, because most people, and it is true in the hip-hop community, if you haven't had that background where they feel like you're connected to the streets and you do all of this, then it feels like it's not authentic. But you could have did raps about what your life really was like, but maybe people wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's when I just turned to the overdrive about women, because women is my life, man. I'll do that best.
How'd you meet DMX, though? I heard X used to spend a lot of time in Chicago.
I met DMX through LEP. I used to be a part of LEP. And they took me to L.A., and we met with a whole bunch of different people. I met Eve first, who was like a big sister to me, and then I met X next, and then X, we were on a video shoot of What These Bitches Want From It. And Aaliyah was there, and a whole bunch of different people was there, and I spit for X, and then the next day I came back, and X was playing my music in the trailer.
Tell them how you spit for X at first.
I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, oh, you know, Chi-Town Twister, like, West Side type of flow. And he's like, Shorty, slow down, Shorty. I don't understand you. And I spit like a 32 bar, like, sore Jadakiss kind of like rap after that. And then the next day they were playing my demo, and then it was just amazing. And Kevin Lyle was like, your life is going to change for me.
How old were you?
14, 15.
You wasn't doing beef then, right?
He actually gave you a pit bull. He gave you a pit bull.
Yeah, DMX gave me a pit bull when I got signed. He moved me here to Jersey, so I lived in Jersey. He gave me a
horrible advance,
boy. Yeah. my deal was right. I think my deal was for $500,000. I got like $150,000 to my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
At young age.
Yeah. So I moved up here, and then he gave me a dog, and he was like, Shorty, you got to take the dog with you everywhere. I don't ever want to see you without the dog. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Def Jam, like, in front of Leor's office, and my dog is using the bathroom in front of Leor's office, taking a and like. X was so popping at the time. They was just like, oh, that's Iceberg. That's X artist. Just go ahead. Go in X's office. And that was it.
I never knew you was Iceberg. And I remember Iceberg. Because I remember when DMX came out with Bloodline Records. And he had some artists in it. Yep. Iceberg.
Yeah, I was the first one.
Wow.
So what happened when the Samoans brought you back?
So I never came back. My father came back and got me. And, like, I was cut off from the world. When I was in that program, you couldn't watch TV. You couldn't read newspaper, listen. I didn't know 9/11 happened. I ain't know nothing.
Crazy.
Like, they cut us off from the world. And, like, if you
How old were you at the time?
Probably, like, 16. So if you act bad at that place, they send you to High Impact in Jamaica, where there's no child safety laws, and they can beat you up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you got
to... Youngberg was in sex trafficking, man.
No, this is real.
real.
There's some government stuff like this really go on. Like, this really happened. So I was there. I left there. I came back, and the story is so crazy. I got with it. My weed man became my manager in L.A. And I literally made the song Sexy Lady, like, at his house with my little homie Junior or whatever. And he used to be a club promoter, and I used to have, like, a chinchilla on every night in this club called Area in L.A., and I performed Sexy Lady. And from there, it became the number one.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but I was young. I was trying to stand out and do something different, and it turned into being the number one song in L.A. at that time, and that's how I got my record deal.
Your manager was your weed man.
Yes.
How did that happen? Like, you sitting around high and...
He was my weed man, and then he was like, you know what? I'm a club promoter, too. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can get them to spin your records. And then that turned into them spinning my records. And it was like, once it got popping, it's like, you might as well be my manager.
That makes sense, because the weed guy always has all the connects.
He got all the connects.
Because they sell weed to everybody, so they know everyone. They can get in everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it actually makes sense.
Yeah, so I got my deal like that, and that was just like the first little thing. And then from there, you know, it's just...
Who you signed to?
I signed to Epic Records at that time. Charlie Walk signed me. I'll never forget it. I was doing, like, I hated Sexy Can I. Like, I had Sexy Lady and I already had the song The Business, and I hated that song, Sexy Can I. And, like, I remember one day I walked in Charlie Walk's office and he was tap dancing on top of his grand piano and told me that Sexy Can I was going to be the biggest song of my career. And I was like, are you serious? And it sold, like, 8.5 million records. And I own, like, 30% of publishing, so it turned out well for me.
When you start doing beats?
Man, I've been co-producing beats and doing all that this whole time. Like, The Business, I co-produced Sexy Lady, I co-produced all these different records I was already doing, so it just came naturally with it.
All right, we got more with Young Berg when we come back, and we'll also find out why he's beefing with Bow Wow, all right? Keep it locked, don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was DJ Khaled, Do You Mind? Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Young Berg, a.k.a. the Hitmaker, in the building. Now, Yee?
How do your parents feel now about you being in the music business? Because they have to be like, okay.
It was crazy because you watch your family change. You know, like, at first it was like, I don't want you to do this. And then it turned into, like, once I'm on TV and once I'm popping, and she became my biggest fan. You know what I'm saying?
When I come to the show.
Yeah, it turned into that.
She sees what's going on. She sees what's going on with you. She wanted to make sure you was going down that right path.
Mm-hmm.
What did your parents do that they were well off?
My father is one of, like, the biggest real estate guys in Chicago, and my mom owned the biggest chain of child daycare centers in Chicago, in Illinois.
You had no reason to ever sell a crack rock to pick up a gun.
I was running around with LEP and them type of people. You already know what town they was on.
How do you survive Chicago?
You leave.
Yeah.
Honestly, you got to get up out of there. You know, you got to do what you got to do to make well for your peoples, and you got to get up out of there. There's no way. It's like, it's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Now, you and Bow Wow were feuding a couple months back. What's up with you and Bow Wow? Y'all good now?
Bow Wow was feuding.
Yeah, him and Bow Wow. Remember they had that video one time?
I missed that when I got kidnapped by some Samoans. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, what happened? Fast forward a little bit. What happened to Bow Wow?
I mean, Bow Wow is a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he be talking like pillow talking. Like, I was hanging out with Corinne at one point in my life.
Corinne Steffens? Superhead. Mm-hmm. Is the head really super, Berg?
It's good.
It's decent?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's good head, not super.
No comment. I ain't gonna go there. She crazy with it.
What's she number? What's she number one, though? If you had to rate everybody, was she number one for you?
She's top five dead or alive.
I mean, you already admitted you got top from her. What can she say other than, yeah, I gave birth?
And she's mad if you say she's not number one.
That was my homie, though. Like, we really had a cool relationship. And, like, she told me one day, like, offline, like, yo, like, this dude Bow is so lame. Like, he told me that I shouldn't be having sex with you. I should only have sex with Lil Wayne and him, of people of that stature. And I was like, what? So then, fast forward, she goes and does a Vlad TV interview and explains the whole story on Vlad TV. And I'm like, where did this come from? But I don't know, I kind of felt the hate. I used to date Bow Wow's baby mother. I dated her before she was Bow Wow's baby mother, and then I dated her.
She was supposed to be
on... That was my girl.
She was supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop.
She was on Love and Hip Hop with me. We filmed for like 2.5-3 months, and then, like, I went to work with Puff in Miami, and then they just fired her from the show, and I came back, and I was at Hazel E.I.'s house when I first came back. That was my first scene. It's like, here you go, Berg. This is time
to
tee up.
You dated everybody on the show.
Did you do... What's his baby mama name?
Joy. She's beautiful, too.
Did you used to do her dirty?
No. Mm-mm. I did her right.
I'm talking about sexually, like...
Oh, stop it.
Off in the face.
Yo. That's
nah.
A man baby mama now. That's
yeah, but I'm talking about when she was his girl. What did he used to do?
Why? Now you want to know that?
Yeah.
Just asking.
You ever seen her before? What would you do?
I don't think I've ever seen her.
You might want to pull up.
She used to date Boo also.
My brother Boo?
Yeah.
Black Boo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
She a legend.
She seemed like a nice person.
She's a legend?
Yeah, she a legend.
She's
a
to give her she's a very pretty like woman, Superhead.
And
what
she seemed like
call?
A nice person based off of her, you know, social media.
Yeah, she is nice. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going there. I ain't going there with you. I ain't going down that road.
Why did y'all break
up? I just felt like it wasn't genuine. Like, once, like, I had her around me, and, like, I was doing Nicki sessions. Like, I would bring her around, like, when I was working with Nicki Minaj and stuff like that, and, out the blue, she just popped up like, yo, I'm a singer. Like, I want you to work with me. And then I was just, I thought
everyone
that was mad
that
random.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
Everyone does that to you, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
And then let me tell you how crazy Mona
is. You make beats.
Look, let me tell you how crazy Mona and them is, too. So the song that Tierra Marie ends up singing was Joy's song at first. And we did the whole song with Joy on the show. And, like, she recorded the song. And then, like, once they fired Joy, they're like, yo, give it to Tierra Marie. And I gave this song to Tierra Marie. It ended up being really good for Tierra Marie, though.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting about you and, like, Shad? Like, y'all all live in L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't y'all ever run into each other?
I've seen Bow Wow probably 4 times in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So but you had to look up to him, though.
Yeah, I mean, everybody looked up to Lil Bow Wow.
Is your same age?
Yeah, I looked up to Jermaine Dupri. He never wrote or made any of his music. Jermaine Dupri, like, he was the first dude with a ghostwriter. The Brat was his ghostwriter. He was the first guy out here with a female ghostwriter. So I give him, yeah, the Brat wrote Bounce With Me.
That's dope.
All those different, you know what I'm saying, records. Jermaine wrote those. I'm just really mad that I can't talk to Jermaine, like, get some jewels from him or something like that, because I think that where I'm going in my career, he can give me some jewels, but his son hates me.
You think that? You think Jermaine would hold that against you?
I mean, if...
Loyalty, yeah.
I've never heard of a man having a female ghostwriter, by the way.
That's lit, right?
Mm-hmm. But the Brat was dope, though.
And the Brat's a lesbian, so it's kind of like...
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm serious. So she kind of got like a male mindset a little bit, right? She always had the tomboy vibe going. She can...
Well, who do you talk to then, since you're saying you wish you could get some jewels from Jermaine Dupri? Who can you get some jewels from, or who do you look up to that you still can speak to as a mentor? Anybody?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? I think that the key thing is to be around your team. Like, I have a good team. I have good management. I don't want to just go getting advice from everybody, because, like, that was wrong with my career. Like, when I was Youngberg, the artist, like, I was the boss of my own thing. I didn't have no OGs. I didn't have nobody to tell me, yo, don't do this. Take that chain off. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different stuff. So I should have just had the right people around me, but I didn't. Now I do.
Yeah, but everybody gonna tell you take the chain off after they take it from you and pass it around the internet.
Man, that's so like 10 years old.
Though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that gotta go. That gotta die.
I ain't thought about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like that.
Have you been back to Detroit since?
No. I never, and honestly, that really had nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I've never met Trick Trick. I've never
known
him. You
don't have to explain that no more. Yeah. That's old.
That's old. Yeah.
Yeah, you're making music now. You're getting all these. Have you gotten a roadie check back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's lit right now. Like, you've seen all the ones I named. Like, I have so much more coming, too. Like, shout out to all the people that, all the singles I got coming. I got Nelly's single. I got Omarion's singles about to come out. I work closely with Pia Mia. I'm doing her whole project. Her single's about to come out. I got several records, probably like 8 new singles is about to drop.
I always say that when unfortunate things happen, all you got to do is just keep on working and grinding, and then eventually people will be like, all right, I mean, you can't deny talent and good music.
Right.
At the end of the day, as much as people might want to like clown and talk about things that happened in the past, if you just keep on going, eventually people will be like,
that's what I told L'Oreal, who's sitting out there. Like, when that thing happened with me and Masika, like, I went and seen L'Oreal right after I got out of jail, and she was crying like, oh my god, like, you were doing so good. But I'm like, no, I'm gonna be straight, like, I'm gonna grind it out.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be right.
Looked at you like, he's a woman beater, he beat up Masika,
and then she come here and tell y'all the correct story. I think
Masika, they all blur to me.
She's the one that has a baby with Fetty Wap.
Got you.
Okay.
not the one we spoke to.
She actually wanted you back on the show after that.
Yeah, like, you was on her, though. I think I seen the interview. You was on her. You was on her tough. You said you wanted to sniff the feet.
Why are you acting like you don't remember her being up here and you said she looked...
I really don't.
Shout out to Masika.
You a Ray J good?
Nah.
I don't
rock with Ray J at all.
What Ray J do? Ray J's a good guy.
Come on, Steph. He has a tooth problem now.
He has a tooth problem.
That's a stunt. Yeah, that's a stunt. I think they, like, I just can't support what Ray J and Wack 100 and the moves they be making. I just don't support them. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when that whole thing went down, like, of course, like, with the Tierra Marie situation, it was Ray J who prompted me to say, you have to say that she gave you fellatio, you know what I'm saying, and
did
do all this. Let me be real with that. Let me be honest and candid with that. This whole thing, Breakfast Club has been a part of the whole thing. Remember, I came up here and I told y'all that Ray J and Tierra was dating.
Right.
Then she came up here and said,
that.
Yeah, then she said they wasn't dating to y'all and she was going to get me messed up and all this other stuff. So we didn't like each other. We started doing Love and Hip Hop and we kind of got close and we got cool and we started to like each other. Yes.
Okay. So it's not bad.
Not in that alley, though.
Yeah, so Ray, it's not like Ray J lied. No.
He forced me to do that because of the way he wanted to get back with Princess. And he was like, yo, you need to go ahead and say it. I never wanted to say that. I never wanted to do anything of that nature. I got a lot of respect for Tierra. I think she's amazing. I actually really liked her when all that stuff was going on.
Yeah, but Tierra's a sweetheart.
But then Wack 100, yo, he's so crazy. Like, I go in the studio with Tierra after the fact to try and make it right with her, and he goes on, he doesn't do a sway in the morning interview talking about he walked in the studio and I'm gay and this, that, and the third. And, like, he just, like, 40, 50-year-old man liar. Like, I just can't respect that.
Why you say
that.
He was gay?
Because I was in the studio with Tierra Marie.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking to Youngberg, a.k.a. The Hitmaker. Now, Charlamagne?
So, you and Ray J could never be cool. And Wack is known to be, you know, put pressure on people.
Yeah, I mean, I respect him in that aspect, but I'm not in the streets.
But you also did a song for Game that was big.
My type of guy.
You did a song for Game that was big for him,
I did
too.
Game single.
Yeah.
All Eyes, all that's eyes, out right yeah. now. Like, I mean, I'm actually an asset more than anything.
Did you get paid for it, though?
1,000%.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, Wack might so be like, look, write all those royalty checks to me, or you can't walk around L.A. with your pink jacket on.
I'm going to be 100. I don't even be in the mix like that. I'm in a studio. Anybody want to find me, I'm in a studio, and that's where I'm at. And I'm not trying to be in the clubs. I'm not trying to be out there and do what they do. I know what my lane, and I'm staying in.
I like that. I respect that.
Now, you also work with Chris Brown pretty closely,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you got your money on Chris Brown if he fights Soulja
Chris
Boy.
Chris Brown, Soulja Boy.
Personally, I think it's whack, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing. But, of course, Chris is my brother, you know what I'm saying? And we've done a lot of different records together, and I've known him for a long time. So, I mean, my money on Chris, on CB. Mm-hmm. But I wish that, like, he wouldn't even entertain it, though, for real. But I guess he put up his daughter and all that other mm-hmm. stuff, and it's just, like, crossed too many lines.
How do all of those guys get the blood set so crazy? And why have you never fallen victim to
you want to know what that is? When you come to L.A. and people embrace you from the rip, certain sets might embrace you, certain blood sets, and then you become a part of that set. You know what I'm saying? So if Chris has been in L.A. for 10 years and he's been moving with Bloods, like, it's 10 years of being around Bloods. So you can't expect him not to be a Blood. If you're around somebody for 10 years, something is going to rub off, or you're going to be affiliated with these people. That's his family.
You got to get jumped in or something, though.
You know what? I'm from Chicago. All I know is GD, BD, Vice Lord, Four Corner Hustler. I don't know nothing about no Bloods, no Crips, and I'm not trying to learn nothing about it either.
Bow Wow told me I couldn't come to L.A.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Some set he's with, I don't know.
Have you been to L.A. since?
Yes, I have. Several times.
Bow Wow need to relax.
Now, who wanted a fight between you and Bow Wow? The boxing match.
He's going to have to say he would win.
I wouldn't even fight Bow Wow.
Really?
I would just go have sex with another girl to upset him. That he dealt with.
This is crazy.
Yeah, like, I hit you where it hurt. Like, that ain't gonna hurt.
You already got his baby mom, though. Who else would you smash?
Minna. I don't know. I'm just playing. I love Erica Mena. I don't even want her to go in on me like that. I see Erica. I don't even want to go in. I'm just joking.
Oh, man. Oh, so now, what about working with other Chicago artists? Obviously, we know you work closely with Jeremiah, but what about all these other up-and-coming artists in Chicago? Do you feel like you got to reach out and try to...
I would like to. I've worked with Dirk before, you know, and I've done a lot of things for Chicago artists. But, like, right now, like, I'm chasing big checks. Like, my last week, I did Black Youngster single and I did Enrique Iglesias single in the same week.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like...
But it is important, I think, for these young Chicago artists to, you know, see somebody from Chicago who made it. And I think it's nice to reach back and...
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for anybody that's just not on
the... Because you could be mentoring some of them. Because, obviously, early on in your career, you were so young when you got put on and you made a lot of mistakes.
I do want to sign an artist. Like, my thing is, like, I've been offered a couple positions from labels right now. Like, I have, like, three different labels trying to offer me positions, A&Rs and stuff like that.
They're trying to get freebies. Don't do it.
Envy told me not to do it. He said don't. But I'm saying, though, this one I'm saying. I got my finger on the pulse of the music business. So wouldn't you rather your A&R be someone that actually creates the record, that can actually bring the record in for you, that instead of being someone that's focused on their job? I think the music industry is messed up right now because everybody's focused on not getting fired. And nobody wants to take a risk.
You see people like The Dream and Neo, they're executives.
As long as they don't make you stay in the office. As long as you can do what you
But I don't
do.
Think that's what they would want him to do.
And then it gets messy. You do a hit for somebody on Def Jam and you're signed to Atlantic. Now Atlantic's mad at you. Like, why didn't you give us that record?
But I also feel like if they're pursuing you, you can make your structure, your situation any way you
want.
Yeah,
like, I
want
to go in and tell them, like, yo, this is what I want to do. If take it or leave it, because I'm going to continue to make hits regardless. And it's like, they paying me like $45,000 a track right now. So you might want to get a discount at some point. You know what I'm saying?
45 grand a track? Let me look up Youngberg's net worth.
I don't know what my net worth is.
I like these type of stories. Absolutely. I like to see people evolve, man, because I'm not gonna lie, I thought you was doing nothing. It says around $2 million. I'm sure you got more than that.
That's kind of old.
That's kind of old.
I
got 10 years.
I live in a 15,000 square foot house by myself. I don't know what they're talking about.
When are you going to settle down, hit maker?
Oh, man.
Since that's who he's transitioned into?
Never.
Never?
Nah. These girls too grimy. I done seen too much.
Berg, like, long time people bow wow, I'm never settling down. Yeah.
I'm not grimy,
sometimes,
yo.
Sometimes you put out that energy and those are the women you attract.
I just like whores sometimes.
Just like whores.
It's really a reality of the situation. Yeah, like, yeah. We all like that. So it is what it is.
Wow.
We appreciate
this interview
you
was much better than Berg. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. You thought it was going to be a little crazy.
I didn't know what you was doing, bro. I really thought you was going nothing.
We told you.
I had no idea.
He would have canceled you. He was trying. Like, you know, yeah, what
I wasn't trying. I was like, why we got to interview young Berg?
You said no, I'm not going to
lie. Because I like Berg, but why?
I'm not going to lie. I did push for this interview because I always like him because he is very candid. Mm-hmm. And you don't hesitate to say what it is that really happened. Yeah. And you don't play that industry game. But I also know a lot of things that you are doing because we have some mutual friends. Yeah. So I'm always up to date.
And y'all get me in trouble all the time. Y'all got me in trouble with Tamar Braxton, all type of stuff. Shout out to Auntie Tamar. You know, like, I remember I wrote
Tamar too.
No.
Damn, bro.
I wrote and produced Tamar record. Remember the song she had, the one that was like the Notorious Big joint or whatever, that was a remake of that. And then, like, she went and did an interview. She did an interview and said I wrote and produced the record, and then I started doing Love and Hip Hop, and she got on kind of like shaded me on Instagram, so I went and I reposted the video. Then I seen her at the BMI Awards, and I just touched her like, "Hey, Tamar." She was like, "Vince, he touched me," and like ran away from me like crazy. Like, I'm like, I just gave you a hit. Wow. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry, Auntie. Like, my bad.
What did Vince say to you? Don't touch my wife?
No, see, Corinne is in the midst of that, too.
Oh, boy. God. Corinne gave Vince a hit, too?
No, look, so this is what happened. No, Corinne has been actually helpful for me, like, for real.
We
so
heard.
I was...
You bought her mouth?
No, I was with Corinne, and I was venting because I didn't get paid for my services for the Tamar record. They went behind my back and paid another entity. So I was venting, and I wasn't getting paid, and I was doing a chase around Vincent Herbert type of thing or whatever. Not to say he was ducking me or nothing like that, but, you know, it was bigger things on his menu to get back to me. So one day on the 4th of July, I decided not to spend it with Corinne, and I went to a party, and she gets on Twitter and says, I wonder if at the Real Young Bird got paid for that at Tamar Braxton record yet. Vincent Herbert called me in 4 minutes. Bird, we can't be doing this. I got paid less than 24 hours.
Don't be
though,
having so. Corinne tweet about me.
Corinne, good looking on that.
You need to get paid.
So Corinne put guys under pressure, basically.
She was upset you didn't spend 4th of July, so that was like really your girl?
I wouldn't say my girl, but I think we dated.
That was your holiday.
That was July, don't count.
That was my homie. Like, she really a cool person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get past all that other craziness, she really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But,
all right.
Wow.
Well, there you have it.
If you're a married man and you done got some help from Corinne, Corinne will put you under pressure.
Feels like that's who you should end up with.
Bye. Happy. Bye, y'all. Hitmaker.
Young Berg, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Soulja Boy.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, somebody broke into Soulja Boy's house, busting down the front door, and they got $10,000 in cash and $12,000 in jewelry. Now, Soulja Boy was not home when this happened, but he does have surveillance cameras, and one of those cameras did capture the image of the suspect.
You said $12,000 in jewelry?
And $10,000 cash.
That's all Soulja Boy's jewelry. That's at least 100 chains.
That well, totals cops are grand. Investigating. And we don't know who is involved.
Why would you take a penitentiary chance on stealing a bunch of fake jewelry? Huh? Come on.
That's still a scary thing, though, to have somebody bust down the door of your house when you're not home. I couldn't imagine what that
would
feel
like. Not for big soldiers. Scary for who? Scary for the person that broke into the house and realized that they've come into the crib of King Draco? Better be happy King Draco wasn't home.
All right, now, okay. Black Youngster has gotten into it with some dancers from Ace of Diamonds. Here's the issue. We told you yesterday they were upset. They said that Black Youngster came to the club. He didn't spend any money. Here's the women talking about what happened when Black Youngster was booked to perform at the club. He got on stage. He did a couple of songs, but him and his boys did not throw a dollar.
He didn't tip us a dime, and he was the worst rapper to ever come into AOD that didn't, like, show love towards us strippers. And next thing you know, me and my stage partner walking towards stage, and I see him run out the back, like, with his group of people, and I was confused.
He didn't spend not $1.
You were here for 45 minutes and performed. We're the same trap. That's what I say. We both struggle. And you a rapper, we're strippers. Like,
we're
the
hustlers.
Least you can do is support our trap as we support yours.
Wow. Mm-mm. The same struggle? Rappers and scribbles are struggling now?
I didn't know that.
Well, Black Youngster had a response. Of course, here's what he said to the women.
I did a show for free. I performed three songs for free, did a concert for free. I make it thunder. I probably throw more money in it, but they didn't put a fine air horn. Them hoes weren't even naked, fool. I didn't take it serious. You think I'm gonna throw you my money? You got your little grandma bra on?
So, because he didn't like the way that they were dressed, and he said they had grandma bras on.
I'm not
didn't
mad
take
at him. He went
off.
And he performed. He performed for free. He chilling. I ain't throwing no money.
If I was Black Youngster, I'd be offended that she said we got the same struggle.
That's all you heard?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. Like, I'd be totally offended if I was Black Youngster.
Listen, some rappers do struggle, and some dancers probably make more money than some rappers.
That's true.
Listen, let's keep it real. There are a lot of rappers out here who are never going to succeed. And then we'll just continue. I mean, there are.
That man riding in the car with his girl this morning, his girl on him about getting a job in 2017. He's trying to convince her that he's going to be a rapper. They got kids together. She ready to leave him. You shouldn't do that to people, Yee.
It's true. Listen, percentage-wise, how many rappers really make it?
Listen, I'll be the main one around here telling them F their
right.
dreams.
So how
but you
that
always
a
get on me when I tell them say F their dreams. I tell them, like, look, go find something else to do.
I'm not saying it's not a struggle, though.
Some of y'all just ain't
listen. There's
it.
No shame in struggling.
That's right.
To get to where you have to get to.
Yes, it is.
You
when
gotta
you 40
humble
with
yourself.
A mixtape. No, when you 40 with a mixtape, it can't get no more humble than that. Okay, you need to get a job.
Well, but Black Youngster's not struggling, and I guess they see him throwing money all over the place, and like they expected more. All right, Drake spent $100,000 in the meantime on J Lo. He bought her a brand new chain.
Lord have mercy.
He gave her a diamond necklace.
Lord have mercy. There
you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got it.
People are saying this whole relationship is just fabricated. And Drake is known for buying very nice presents for people. So that's
$100,000 is a drop in the bucket for Drake. And
it
if,
is.
If I had sex with Jennifer Lopez, I would.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Drake.
If I had sex with Jennifer Lopez, I would buy her a $100,000 necklace, too. That's the least you can do.
How come Drake only gave you some bottles? He could have got you a bigger pair, a Ferrari or something.
I don't think he's trying to smash Charlamagne.
What?
Oh. All right.
By the way, I bought Drake bottles, too. We know that already, though.
Oh, okay. Somebody told me they gave you that bottle to give to him.
Yeah. They gave me 6 bottles of Ace of Spades to give to him. Yeah, okay.
I'm just telling you. All right, and Floyd Mayweather recently did an interview with ESPN, and the question about fighting Conor McGregor came up yet again, and these are the terms that Floyd has spelled for him to come out of retirement if you want him to fight.
We tried to make the Conor McGregor fight. They know what my number is. My number was a guaranteed $100 million. That was my number. And we are willing to give him $15 million. And then we could talk about splitting the percentage, the back end percentage on pay-per-view. You know, how can a guy talk about $20 or $30 million if he's never even made $8 or $9 million? Conor McGregor keep telling everybody he wants to fight. Let's make it happen.
He's got a point.
He's got an amazing point.
You ain't never made $7 to $8 million. I'm offering you 15 and a percentage of the back end pay per view sales. You better go get that money, Conor McGregor.
You better take that fight.
Because you ain't going to get that money fighting. What do you fight? MMA, UFC, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to get that there. You better take that money.
Yeah, in the MMA. Well, we'll see what happens. And again, he can get a lot of money on the back end from the percentages after the fight.
If I was Mayweather, I wouldn't trust that fight, though. And the reason I say I wouldn't trust that fight because, you know, they might sanction it as just a boxing match. But that Conor McGregor dude going to try to prove something and just grab Floyd in the middle of the ring and put him in some crazy hole.
Or try to kick the ish out of him.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You can't kick in boxing, though.
That's the point.
That's the whole thing.
But he would do it just because, especially if the money's already guaranteed.
Especially if he's losing.
I'm sure they would have sanctions or something in there, though. But still.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 12th, goes to the U.S. Senate. Now, if you don't know, last night while you were asleep, the U.S. Senate took the first major step toward repealing the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. Oh, yes. The marathon voting session started Wednesday evening and didn't end until early this morning. While most of us were still asleep, now the vote does not repeal one of President Obama's greatest achievements, but it does set it up for Republicans to clear the first hurdle for repeal of Barrio's health care law. Now, the Republican petty party, you guys couldn't wait, huh? Operation Erase President Barack Obama's Legacy has already started. See, this is the thing. I would have no problem with them replacing the Affordable Care Act if they had another plan already in place. If they do have a plan, how about let the American people know what it is to ease a lot of our fears, okay? You're giving people anxiety about their health care simply because you devils want to be petty next door and try to dull Barack Obama's shine. Now, President-elect Donald Trump said this about Obamacare in his press conference yesterday. Let's hear it.
We're going to be submitting, as soon as our secretary is approved, almost simultaneously, shortly thereafter, a plan. It'll be repeal and replace. It will be essentially simultaneously. And we're going to get a health bill passed. We're going to get health care taken care of in this country.
Repealed and replaced. Almost simultaneously. Repealed and replaced almost simultaneously. I have figured this out. This is just my thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump and the Republicans are going to repeal Obamacare. They are going to repeal Obamacare and replace Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act with Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, did you hear what I just said? They are going to repeal Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act and replace it with Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. But they're just going to give it a different name and maybe add just a little something to it. You know how when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right, are trying to blend in with the crowd, they throw on those trench coats and big-ass hats, and we all looking at them like, you know we can see that it's a big-ass mutated turtle underneath that hat and trench coat, right? That's exactly what's going to happen with Obamacare. They're going to repeal it, put a trench coat and a big-ass hat on it, and replace it with a different name, and we're going to be looking like, you know we can still see that's Obamacare, right? Sad part is a lot of people are going to like the Affordable Care Act even more once it's repealed and replaced by the Republicans. Same plan they claim to hate, now they are going to love when it's presented by the other side. America doesn't matter who served a meal as long as we all eat. Y'all don't care about getting the American people a good health care plan. Y'all care about who gets credit for getting the American people a good health care plan. Do you know that states that Donald Trump won have the highest Obamacare enrollment for 2016? So it's not that people don't like the plan. They don't like the president that gave them the plan. So trust me when I tell you they are voting to repeal and replace Obamacare, but all they gonna do is give you the same thing under a different name. It's like, are we getting Nicki Minaj or Roman? Are we getting Kanye West or Pablo? Diddy or Puff Daddy? Bruce or Caitlyn? It's all the same thing, okay? The reason they will be able to replace the plan almost simultaneously is because they are going to give America the exact same plan under a different name with one or two added things in it, okay? That's why we're sitting around saying they don't have a plan. Why would they repeal Obamacare with no plan? Oh, they have a plan. And it's the same plan that President Obama already has in place. Please give the U.S. Senate and everybody who wants to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act the biggest hee-haw, please. Mark my words, it's going to be the exact same thing.
All right.
Mark my words.
Well, thank you for
trust
that donkey of the day, sir.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask Ye. That was Party Next Door with Come See Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice, you can call Ye right now, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Manessa.
Hey, Mama, what's your question for you?
You said Manessa?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey, Manessa, what's up?
Okay, so basically, this is my issue. All right, so I'm 22. I'm a full-time mom. I'm a full-time student. But as the issue is finances, like, the argument is always about money. So the main thing for me is, we've been at a point in our relationship where I've been like the breadwinner, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm making more money than you, boom, throw it in your face, you're a man, kill your pride. It was more like, okay, you straight, I'm straight, be straight. So Now that the tables have turned, I've sat back, allowed him to be the man in my life. He's making more, but he makes me feel like what I'm bringing to the table isn't enough.
Right.
So, in that sense, I'm like, well, you know, the money that I make, how about I keep that money in my pocket and let you handle everything and do everything on your own and see how much my money contributes? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like,
So the issue is that at first you were kind of the breadwinner and now he is.
Right, exactly.
And he's making you feel bad about that.
Yes, he makes me feel like, okay, you know, I make the money, so I make the decision. Then even if you did go back on the goods, you still wouldn't have enough money to do anything. Like, and I'm not needy. I'm not materialistic. I don't ask for much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like right now, basically, you're a full-time mom. You're a full-time student.
Every full-time girlfriend.
Right. All right. Now, here's what I think the issue is. Is number one, he probably was comfortable with you doing what you were doing before. And sometimes people do feel in relationships, oh, well, when I'm making the money, I make the decisions, but it doesn't work like that. If we're in a relationship, all decisions should be made together. If somebody's making money and you guys have a kid together and you live together and all of that, it's really your money together, right?
Right, right.
But he's making you feel like, well, I make the money, so it's my decisions, and you don't do anything, and that's not the fact. The fact is that you're investing in your future right now, and if he sees himself with you long-term, he's investing in your future as well. Clearly, you're going to school so that you can make money when you're done with school. Yes. Clearly, you're a mom, so you haven't had time, perhaps, to work the way that you worked in the past, and clearly, you've been the breadwinner in the past, so it's not like you're using him.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think
it's all genuine.
So, and I know that couples do fight a lot about finances, but I think it's important for you to do is sit down and have a conversation when you guys aren't arguing about things. You need to let him know, listen, I appreciate everything that you're doing for me, but I just want to let you know that there was a time when our roles were reversed, and I have no problem doing for you. Now, when you were the breadwinner, were you throwing that in his face?
No, not at all. I never once threw it in his face. Like, it was... I went out, my hair was messy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still went to work, my nails wasn't done, none of that. You know what I'm saying? The things that girls like to do, like, I would sacrifice that to make sure we were straight. And right. We weren't living together. At one point, we weren't living together, and I was still helping him out.
In a relationship, sometimes we make sacrifices if you see this as a long-term thing. Now, are you in love with him, and do you see yourself getting married to this man?
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years. It'll be 4 years in April.
Okay. So you do see a future. It's not that you guys are arguing about money, but there's other underlying things that bother you.
Right.
Okay. So you need to tell him that sometimes in relationships, at certain times, you make sacrifices. Right now, it probably would cost more for you to hire somebody to take care of your child together than you would make going to work part-time.
Right.
So financially, that wouldn't even make sense. So you need to let him know that, yes, being a mom is a job, just like being a dad is a job as well. Going to school full time is just something that is temporary because when you finish with school, you have plans to do more.
Exactly.
And you need to let him know, you need to say, listen, it hurts my feelings and it isn't helpful and beneficial to our relationship when you make me feel like I'm not contributing anything to this. And I'm not sure I shouldn't be involved in this decision making just because you're the person that's physically going out and making the money. And you know I hold you down and I don't want to feel like, you feel like I'm using you. So you have to just have these conversations when you guys aren't in the middle of an argument. And don't accuse him of things. Just tell him how it makes you feel.
I can tell him in a manner like how we're talking right now. Mm-hmm. And because he doesn't think that it makes sense or it's not something that he wants to hear because of the disagreement, that, like, it's dumb to him. Like, and that makes it difficult for me to be like, okay, listen, babe, this is how I feel. This is what's going on. And finances is a hard thing to argue about because it can get deep. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm just...
This is what y'all do. You guys should sit down together and come up with a budget, figure out what the bills are that you guys have to pay. And then I think that after that, on top of that, whatever extra money there is, you guys should decide together what happens with that. And that way, just let him know, I want to be involved. I want to be helpful. Just like you're helpful to me, I want to be helpful to you. This is us working together. So let's sit down. Let's come up with these budgets. Let's figure out what our bills are. Let's figure out some things that we can cut out together. And that way, we can plan for our future. And, you know, make sure the bigger picture is this is our future together. Let's handle these problems now so that they don't persist.
Right, 100%. Thank you so much.
And congratulations to you for being such a good woman, a great mom,
going to
school, being part of the National Guard. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
You too now, mama.
Thank you.
All right, ASCII 800-585-1051. That was Ray Sherman with Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. You got a question for Yee. You can call her right now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tia.
Hey, what's up? This is Ant.
Oh, we got two people. We got a couple on the line. What's your question for
Yee?
All right, the question is that, I love my girl, right? And she really wants to be up on me 24-7, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, on a lovey-dovey tip. And I ain't that simple like that. I be trying to tell her, like, it ain't nothing,
But that's, no, the issue is, like, you want me to be up on him when you want me up on him. But,
okay.
Like, when it's my turn to be lovey-dovey, when I'm in a lovey-dovey mood, he don't want me all up on him.
I ain't a simp like that.
Okay, first of all, that's not being a simp, okay? Loving your girl is not being
Thank
a simp,
you.
Just so you hey. Know. So get that thinking out of your head. That's
no,
your woman.
No, 24-7, 24, like you're right, 11, but I'm not that 24-7 type of simp guy, okay? This
you only want to be a simp sometimes.
I guess, yeah, a moment.
But wait, so what is the problem? Is it that when y'all go out, it's too much public displays of affection, or is it when you're in the house, you
no,
need a little bit of space?
Both. It's both.
Do you mind when he goes out with his boys and stuff?
No, I don't.
Is that so you're fine with that, and he's saying you don't have an issue, right?
Nah, she don't be having no issues or nothing like that.
So why you don't want to be all up on your girl when she wants to be up on you? You should be happy
no,
that
it,
she...
No, it is a... That's what I'm saying. I'm not, look at you. Don't be trying to because she on your side. It's cool, but like not 24 hours.
It's not 24-7. You're over-exaggerating because she doesn't mind when you go
yeah,
out with your boys and do other things.
Exaggerating.
So when you're in the house, explain to me what happens.
I could be watching the movie, just chilling, and come shower me with love. Okay, good. But then, you know, we sex up by 2 hours. I put that daddy on her, and then, you know, it's back to lovey-dovey. Like, let me get 2 hours.
All right. Listen, now, I do think it's fair enough to say sometimes people do need some alone time when they're in the house.
Yeah, some breathing space, baby. That's all I'm asking for, okay?
Okay, and you trust him, and y'all don't have no other issues, right?
No.
And he's in the house.
That's it.
So I think it should be fine. But I tell you this, if your girl wasn't all lovey-dovey and up on you, you'd probably feel bad about it and wish she was.
Exactly, and that's the thing. When he wants me to be lovey-dovey on him and I'm not, then he gets an attitude about
it. They don't even know all this.
Like, this is a silly thing that y'all are arguing about. You guys love each other, okay? So I do feel like sometimes you need a little bit of alone time, so give him that respect, you know? And sometimes you sacrifice. It's going to be a compromise for both of you.
I bet. Thanks, Angela.
All right, so just compromise. Sometimes you give him a little bit of space. He wants 2 hours of alone time. You give him an hour. And then you give her an hour.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair enough.
All right, thank you. Later, y'all.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her anytime. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Vivica A. Fox. She not messing with you or Charlamagne.
What will you do?
I mean, I guess I'm involved in this, too.
Right.
But we'll tell you about some statements that she made that she has had to retract, basically.
Sharon is floating around the building. I heard he's around here doing interviews.
Yeah.
He was over there with Elvis Duran. And
We're going to kick it with him next hour.
Oh, he is coming over.
Yeah,
coming
they said he's
going
to stop by.
Yeah, they said not long. He got a little bit of time.
He coming to say what's up.
He wants to say what's up, so it's not like in his schedule.
Right.
But he's going to come.
So we're going to put him on that
hello.
Mic.
That's a good dude, man. Mm-hmm. Drop on the Clues Bombs fest, Sharon. Good guy.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Michelle Obama.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Michelle Obama was on Jimmy Fallon a couple of nights ago, and she did a beautiful note to her husband, President Barack Obama.
Thank you, Inauguration Day, or as I like to call it, let's move.
Yeah, that's right, let's move.
Finally, thank you, Mrs. Obama, for always promoting physical fitness. And hey, since you like exercise so much, how about running for president?
Oh.
She also surprised a fan on the show, which was really sweet. Check out how this went down.
Good evening, First Lady. Because of you, I know that my race does not define who I am or what I can accomplish. Mm. For years, you have shown our nation countless times that through dignity, compassion, and respect, we can overcome any hardship. Thank you for inspiring all Americans, including myself, to continue to go high even when the challenges of life make us feel low. Thank you so much.
Dope. Did you prepare that ahead of time? Oh my God, that was so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Dropping a clue bomb for Michelle Obama, damn it. You're never going to see it like that again, ever.
I feel all choked
in the White House. You hear me?
All right, and Jamie Foxx has something new that he's doing. He's going to be hosting an interactive musical game show for Fox. Now, the show is based on the app Shazam. You know, Shazam, where there's a song playing, and then you can Shazam it, find out what the song is. So it's called Beat Shazam, and there's two teams, and you have to race the clock to identify the biggest hit songs of all time. So whoever has the highest score wins.
Okay.
I feel like I would be good at that. Beat Shazam. Because I'm pretty good at identifying songs quickly. as soon as they come on. And Envy, you're a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You would have an unfair advantage.
I'm not good at identifying songs. I got to sing the whole song to figure out what it is.
You got to start that cadence off. You know that record that goes...
I don't know what song that is.
It is no song. I'm just saying in general. That's how it starts. And you're like, oh, yeah, that record. Okay,
like
got
that
you.
All the time.
I'm the type of person, as soon as the song comes on, I'm like, oh, I know what that is. And so I feel like I'm going to be on that. All right, but Allen Iverson also has something new that he's doing. He announced that he'll be playing and coaching in Ice Cube's Big 3 Basketball League. Okay, that is basically it's going to feature recently retired NBA players who still are pretty good, and they want to play on a competitive level. So it's going to be players like Kenyon Martin, Rashard Lewis, Mike Bibby, Roger Mason Jr., and more.
I don't know how that's going to be.
What you mean? Everybody she just named will dust you right now. I don't care what their age is. Kenyon Martin, Allen Iverson, Mike Bibby would all wash you right
now.
You're
right. But you know what? You don't want to see me play basketball.
No, I don't. I've seen you, and it was terrible.
And I don't know if you want to see them play basketball.
Well, first of all, you have to put your mind into the right perspective.
Okay.
This isn't the young Allen Iverson. This isn't the young Kenyon Martin. They're older now, so you have to look at them from that level and enjoy them playing 3-on-3. Listen, it'll be better than WNBA, regardless of how they speak. Spin it.
Why
okay.
would you have to throw the WNBA?
It's the truth to the matter. It's going to be better than WNBA. They still can dunk at that age,
right.
I guarantee you.
You're
That's
right.
the only reason I don't like the WNBA, because don't nobody dunk.
I just saw this video.
Brittany Griner.
Yes.
If they had a league full of Brittany Griners, I'd watch.
I just saw this 15-year-old girl on a video of her dunking during a game, too.
A 15-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Show me that.
I'll send you the clip.
I need to see that.
All right. Also, this league is going to kick off in late June, and they're going to play for 10 weeks, and they're going to tour the country. So it's going to be 4 games per week if you're interested in that.
Okay.
And Vivica A. Fox. She is not messing with y'all.
What we do?
When she came up here on The Breakfast Club, she did her interview and she talked about her show, Black Magic. And something went viral. That was her saying that she does not want her dancers, the male dancers, dancing for gay men. Well, here's what she had to say about those comments.
I was doing an interview in LA, in New York.
Yeah.
For a radio show that's edgy.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of ask questions that are biting edge.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the show, and they had talked bad about my boys in the past, especially about their names.
They had?
So, yeah, they had said, you know, they made fun of their names and stuff like that. So I was a little defensive.
Sure. Cool.
And so I was just protecting my boys, and they said, so are you going to take your boys to the gay clubs? And I said, oh, hell no. Come on, man. Back that up.
That's very disrespectful. Very disrespectful simply because this show is called The Breakfast Club. It's not just some radio show. I wouldn't get into an interview and say, yeah, we was interviewing an actress who 50 Cent said ate his butt. So I wouldn't do that. So I would say Vivica A. Fox. So
I can't believe that's all you heard from that whole thing.
Yes, I'm all about branding. I don't care about everything else. Branding. She did not say The Breakfast Club. She said radio show.
Well.
Okay, with edge, with a bite of edge.
That's all you care about?
I'm going to start saying the actress from Set It Off. Who bit 50's butt? That's what I'm gonna start saying. since we're biting edge, you bit the edge of 50's butt. That's what I'm gonna start saying.
Nice.
All right, I don't like that brand. You know the name of the show. Hey, come on, that's disrespectful.
All right, Envy and Charlamagne. I just sent you guys the clip on Twitter of the girl dunking.
Okay,
if you want to see?
What's the girl's name?
Her name is Francesca Bellaby.
Francesca Barbie?
Bellaby.
Bellaby.
I think is her name.
She's
Bellaby.
From here. People's name is very important.
She's from the U.S.?
Bellaby. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly.
Is she from the U.S.?
Yes. She is in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado.
Listen, when you know somebody's name, when you know the show you're on, just pay respect and say the person's name. That's all.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
She dunking for real?
Yeah.